Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the crazy to happen in running this week. This week's stories include Colin O'Brady's run across Antarctica, a sub-5-minute Nog Mile, and tribute to ultra legend Sandy Kitty. On November 3rd, two men set off from the Rhone ice shelf in a race across Antarctica. The journey would be 100% unsupported, meaning they must carry everything they need along with them for the journey. No one has yet to cross Antarctica unsupported on foot, and this would be a historic first crossing if either Colin O'Brady or Lewis Rudd were able to accomplish the feat. Well, just this week, 33-year-old Colin O'Brady, who was just barely ahead of Rudd for many days, finished the route with a nonstop 32-hour push of close to 78 miles. His total time, including a trip through the South Pole, was 54 days. The finish line of this quote-unquote race was on the Ross ice shelf, and the total distance covered was 921 miles. If you think that sounds like not enough distance to cross Antarctica, you wouldn't be wrong, but also not totally right. The route selected does cross the continent, but at the most narrow pinch point, and does cross through the South Pole. Anyone? Anywho, congrats to Colin on his run, and cheers to Lewis to hopefully getting it done over the next couple days. Ultra Sign Up released a new trophy feature this past week on their site, which provides a convenient look at all podium placings that a participant has achieved over the years. It's only applicable for the ultra distance. A quick perusal of my own 17 trophies shows that it's been quite a few years since I've podiumed at an ultra. Ouch. The Nog Mile, 4 quarter-mile laps split up by 4 cool glasses of eggnog for the holidays. What's the worst that could happen? We noticed a pretty stout time posted by Cal Neff on Instagram of 4 minutes 54 seconds and thought we should investigate a little further. Turns out the Estes Park Cross Country team has been hosting one since 2014 each December, and this year was no exception. The 2018 edition took place December 21st with 21 participants. Senior Nathan Zerflew won in 5 minutes 59 seconds, 2 DNF'd. Looks like these folks have a way to go to match Cal's time, but at least they're out there. Ultra Runner of the Year ballots have been officially submitted. We'll see the results soon from Ultra Running Magazine early into the new year as they release them first online and then in their print issue. Thanks to all the panelists for the tough deliberations. In addition to the Men's and Women's Ultra Runners of the Year, they also recognize the Men's Performance of the Year, Women's Performance of the Year, and the Age-Graded Performance of the Year, which recognizes amazing runs from those aged 50 and older. My picks? Those are going to stay anonymous. With the year coming to a close, that means it's time for the annual Run Across the Years. With 24-hour, 48-hour, 72-hour, and 6 days, it's the best way to cap off and start the year with a run. It looks like the 6-day will be a showdown on the men's side between Dave Johnston of Alaska, who's gone 551 miles here before, Bujargul Bayamba, an experienced multi-day runner from Mongolia, the jester Ed Ettinghausen, Anthony Tony Culpepper, and your ATY mileage leader, John Giesler. For the ladies, Martina Hausman returns, 2-time second-place finisher Yolanda Holder, Katra Corbett running her first 6-day, last year's 6-day winner Annabelle Hepworth, Abby Hendricks, who will be towing the line of her first 6-day, former ATY 6-day winner Liz Bauer, 72-hour ATY winner Andy Mower, prolific 200-mile athlete Van Fan, and finally the one and only Ann Trayson, who's also doing her first 6-day. Tune into some of our live streams over the course of the week over on the Aravipa YouTube channel. The annual rankings for the Ultra Trail World Tour are out based upon the weighted points rankings of UTWT events for 2018. On the ladies' side, Miao Yao of China leads with all women 1,865 points. In second is Francesca Canepa with 1,850 points. And tied in third are Americans Kelly Wolf and Courtney DeWalter with 1,700. For the men, Pau Capel also wins with 1,865 points. Jordi Gamito is second with 1,571, and Min Key third with 1,565.
Greetings, Outhouse Nation. It's Ages of Wizzle checking in from the Beast Coast, wishing y'all a happy holiday season. Holiday season means only one thing for me, and that's digging through the Ultra Runner of the Year results and trying to figure out how I'm going to fill out my ballot. Gosh, it's hard this year. We've got Jim Walmsley with two incredible performances at Sonoma and Western States. And then we've got Jeff Browning, who killed it at a bunch of hundreds. On the women's side, we've got Courtney DeWalter, but she's challenged by Darcy Piquet, who had an amazing summer of 100 milers, plus Camille Herron. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then there's the age group awards. So if you're looking for me, I'll just be crawling around in the hole trying to figure out how I'm going to vote on this thing. In the meantime, hope you're getting after the training, getting ready for the new year, and look forward to many happy returns in 2019. From the Beast Coast, Ages a Whistle.
The American Ultra Running Association announced a new inductee into the Ultra Running Hall of Fame. Lorna Ritchie ran her first marathon in 1978 in Boston in 3 hours 16 minutes. She stepped up quickly to the ultra distance, competing in the 1983 New York six-day race in just her second year of running ultras, throwing down a staggering 401 miles, the first woman to do so. She next set a new American record at 24 hours at 130 miles the next year. She later bettered her six-day to 457 miles and was the first woman to complete the Trans-USA race. We cap off this final show of 2018 with a tribute to the first woman ever inducted to the American Ultra Running Hall of Fame, which was created in December of 2004. Yes, she was the inaugural inductee alongside Ted Corbett. So who is Sandy Kitty? Well, she began her ultra journey at 1976 at age 42. She came out of the gate swinging with a 3:36 50K. Her first 50 mile took her just 6 hours 24 minutes to finish back in 1981, and she broke 8 hours in the 100K just a year later in 1982. She ran a 100-mile world best of 15:40 back in 1983, and later lowered her personal best to 15:12. She passed away this week, the age of 81. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 125 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have any crazy stories to share, or question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to support the show directly financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, purchasing this pair of Jam Jam's custom leopard print sunglasses. Maybe cheetah print. Links are below. Have a shitty week.